Hi, this is Sherry from Essential Spending Planner. Continuing on in a seven-part mini-series of the six expense types, or the six reasons we spend money. So this is part four, and this is written by David Wright, founder of the Spending Planners Institute. Now, the first three ones that we've explained thus far, which is number one, weekly expenses, or your FFFI, number two, your non-weekly repeating predictable expenses, which is known as your bills, and three, your product purchases, which are either your needs or your wants. And so associated with each of those is in a bank account. So your weekly expenses would be an everyday account. Your bill account would be preferably an offset account with if you have a mortgage. And that's where your wage is actually put into is your bills account. And then your product purchases would be a savings account or multiple savings accounts for depending on what you're saving for. So those first three are quite common and everyone generally understands those. But it's the next three that often people kind of put their head in the sand and ignore. And if you do that, then this is where it will bring a lot of grief and a lot of financial stress. If you don't face up and realize that these things will occur and to make a plan and to be prepared for these. And that's the biggest thing that as a spending planner that I teach is to be prepared for the unexpected. There is really no unexpected in life. There's only us putting our head in the sand. But if we sit down and think about it, we can generally think what things may happen and we can make a plan for them. And that will then eliminate the stress if and when they happen. So starting with part four is repairing items that support your life. Okay, so in the third type, we talked about product purchases, whether they're your needs or wants. And so we all need to have a car in order to get to work, to earn the money, to bring home and pay our bills. We all need a roof over our head. We all need a working toilet. All these things that are needs in our life, but they do break down. And sometimes we need to repair them. And so that's something that we know it's not when it will happen or if it will happen, it's when it will happen. And so we need to prepare ourselves for that. So this fourth type of expense is repairing items that support your life. No matter how lucky you are, sooner or later, you will have to pay for repairs on something you rely on, whether it is your white goods, motor vehicle, or even your body. I can't tell you how many people I've spoken to who believe the seemingly untimely need to repair something that they rely on every day, that it was an unfortunate, unpredictable event. However, everything breaks down sooner or later, so only a fool will neglect putting money aside and funds aside in anticipation for this. Again, being prepared, keeping your head out of the sand, and realizing these will happen, it's just when. The important thing to remember is that there is more often more than one way to solve a problem, and the easiest solution is usually the most expensive one. Thinking outside of the square may require more effort, but often costs less money. Whichever solution you come up with, throwing money at a problem you have that you have not planned for may reappear. And let me repeat that. Whichever solution you come up with, throwing money at a problem you have not planned for may appear to have solved it, but in fact, it has just transferred it to a different place. For example, when your car breaks down, you experience inconvenience and want that to go away. If you fix the problem by putting the repairs on your credit card, the inconvenience definitely goes away and life gets back to normal. But back in your comfort zone, the problem might be out of your mind, but it has not gone away. It now is in need of repaying and possibly with added interest. So if you solve a number of problems this way in a year and do so for 4 or 5 years in a row, then you can end up in a lot of financial pain. The clever person factors in to the decision to purchase something. So when they're purchasing something, that there's a need to put money aside to cover repairs down the track. What usually happens is the opposite, though. We look at the thing of just the cost of purchasing something and never even think about the maintenance cost that will be associated with that purchase. So I'll give you an example. You decide it's time to update your car. You consider a price bracket that you can afford, but when you start looking, something happens and you find compelling reasons why you should go up to the newer model or the higher spec version with fancy wheels, metallic paint, etc. Instead of leaving a safety margin, you end up in a precarious situation that could go horribly wrong if something breaks down unexpectedly. So that's a perfect example of just thinking what it costs and not what the maintenance. And the same can go for a home. When young couples are getting a loan for their first home, they'll think, oh, yes, I can afford that repayment. But they're not even factoring in that things go wrong. There's maintenance for a home because probably previously they've been renting and they didn't have to take care of that. That was a landlord's problem. And so, but when you own your own home, the mortgage is just, in a lot of times, the least amount of expense that it costs to have a home. You have all the bills, the added bills, and the maintenance. And so you have to be able to have enough factor in, you know, have a safety margin of money that's going to be available to actually maintain that purchase. But I'm sure you have never done anything like that. And that you've never purchased anything without thinking about having extra to maintain it. But I'm sure we all have. So where do we keep this money? You will never guess how much you should put away for repairs for each item you rely on. And so it makes sense to have a single bucket of money or an account for general repairs. This money could be kept in your bills account as long as you have a spending plan that identifies it from other bills money. Otherwise, it makes a lot of sense to keep it in a separate account so you know how much you have available at any point in time. If you can keep it in your mortgage offset account, that would make a lot of sense. Or if you have a redraw facility on your mortgage, you may be able to add this savings to your mortgage payments, and then you can withdraw it when needed. But remember, this account is for repairing of essential need items only. And so that's really important to understand. And so if you do put it in your mortgage redraw, then you're only going to take it out for those the repairs of the things that are necessary, not your wants. How to manage this money? You should deposit money each payday, and the amount you dedicate to this will be partly determined by what you can afford and other factors such as the age of your possessions. Once you build up a decent reserve, you may be able to back off and funnel funds to more other exciting projects or savings accounts as well. This is different from your actual savings account. I call it the Big Bad Wolf account. It's to protect you against the Big Bad Wolf and the visits that he has. And I'll tell you that analogy in a later podcast. So this is a different type of savings account. It's one that you put money away into. You don't touch. It's a sacred account like your bills account is. And you only use it for the purpose intended, which is to repair the things that you had to purchase that are the basic things in life. Okay, so that is the fourth type of expense, repairing items that support your life. And so I will talk to you again in the part five podcast, which is the fifth type of expense. And again, these last three are the ones that we often put our head in the sand and ignore and don't plan for. And they're the ones that bring the greatest amount of financial stress. So we'll see you in the next podcast. This is Sherry from Essential Spending Planner.